I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's blockade on Nepal is exacting a terrible toll. Audio Scripture Ministries J.P. Sundararajan says after 5 months, people are angry.
It is felt in every strata of society, be it from airplanes not going in to motorcycles not being able to be taken into areas where they really need their help, to our friends not being able to afford groceries.
Partners had been begging for more audio Bibles after the first distribution, but the new shipment got stopped at the border. What now? Well, although there's a deal in the works to end the embargo, it means another rewrite to constitutional amendments, and that has its own problems. In the meantime,
the best thing we can do right now is to pray that this embargo of sorts has been imposed and then is lifted. The details on why they have this blockade are still very hazy and shady.
The Nepal blockade is affecting Vision Beyond Borders ministry partners, too.
The situation over there in Nepal is worse than what happened in the first earthquake. The government saying to the public, do not stay on the line anymore because you will not get the petrol. There is no food, no transportations, and it has affected a lot to the every life of the people in Nepal. Obviously, it is affecting to the ministry as well.
Soren is Vision Beyond Borders' contact in Nepal. He says people are becoming more open to Christ and his hope because of the blockade. But the crisis is far from over.
Pray that people of Nepal may not starve to the death. We need to really pray for the political situation between Nepal and India, so that this problem may resolve as soon as possible.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's stories, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. I'm Ruth Kramer.